The draft basin plan proposes the return of 2,750 gigalitres of water to the environment, but the South Australian state government says much more is needed to return key wetlands, including the Coorong and Lower Lakes, to health. South Australia's Premier Jay Weatherill has publicly stated that infrastructure in the state is among the most efficient in the country, so any water cuts shouldn't put South Australian irrigators at burden. But some irrigators say that position is disingenuous and ignores problems with the barrages at the Lower Lakes. Colin Grundy is the last irrigator on the Murray and produces cattle on Mundu Island. He says the structures, designed to protect one of the country's most fragile ecosystems and to ensure fresh water for irrigation communities upstream, are well beyond their use-by date.
If the barrages are open trying to let fresh water out and we get a big storm, the seawater will then come back into the Coorong and then that flows straight back into the, really into the lake, because it takes so long to shut the barrages.
And when those storms hit, Mr. Grundy says the effects on his farm can be dire.
Well, just in our barrage, which is the Mundu barrage, we've had instances of water going from 680 EC units to 32,000 EC units in a matter of 2 hours.
And what sort of difference does that make?
Cattle can drink water of about, probably if it gets up to about 5,000 EC, it's too much. They'll start dying. Preferably if you can keep EC down to about 1,000.
So effectively, in the space of a couple of hours, the salinity levels around your farm have gone up 32 times what is ideal.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Colin Grundy wants the barrages upgraded, so when a storm approaches, they can be closed automatically. His calls are being echoed by Tom Chesson, the CEO of the National Irrigators Council. He says the South Australian government is being deceptive, stating publicly that the state's infrastructure is efficient, but ignoring problems at the Lower Lakes.
What we're seeing at the moment is a desire by South Australia just to flog the upstream states and blame them for every single ill that South Australia has at the moment, when quite clearly there are issues of management and infrastructure on the Lower Lakes, on Lake Albert, Lake Alexandrina and the Coorong that need to be fixed up.
The barrages aren't owned by the South Australian government. They're the property of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority. Several years ago, the federal government established a $5.8 billion fund to help communities upgrade infrastructure along the Murray-Darling Basin. Mr. Chesson says the state government should be pushing the Basin Authority to tap into that funding.
We'd like to see the South Australian government at least acknowledge that there is an issue and that this should be on the table for funding from the $5.8 billion. We need a feasibility study. We can't just sit on our hands and say, just add water because that's going to solve the issue. It is not going to solve the issues in the Lower Lakes.
The ABC raised this with South Australia's Water Minister Paul Kiker, who says improvements to barrage infrastructure are being considered. In a statement, the minister says,
the state government is currently developing a package of potential South Australian-based infrastructure projects and other initiatives to enhance the outcomes of the Basin Plan. With all due respect to Mr. Chesson, it seems that upstream commentators' keenness for these types of infrastructure projects seems to be driven by the mistaken belief that they are a substitute for, rather than complementary to, returning sufficient water to restore the system to health.
The Murray-Darling Basin Authority's Executive Director of River Management, David Dreverman, says it's not an issue because only a small amount of seawater gets into the lakes during storms.
We don't see it as an issue, but we're certainly working with various South Australian agencies to develop improved operating strategy for the Lower Lakes, given that environmental water holders, they have enough water that they hold that they can influence what happens with the Lower Lakes, so that you don't have to operate them as high, and you can probably, in many instances, you can stop them going as low as they once did historically.
Has the MDBA been contacted with concerns about, well, particularly the automation of the barrages?
We've certainly seen stakeholder contact coming through some of the engagement processes around basin plans. Some we've seen submissions which have talked about that. We're not sure where they come from. We've certainly had discussions with various